Tonight we're going to deviate from the regular Kabbalah Shi'ul to a special Shi'ul for tonight's occasion. The night of Asara B'Tevet, tomorrow is the 10th day of the month of Tevet, a fast day, and also the Hilula, the yard site of Rabbi Natan Zal. Therefore, tonight is a mitzvah gathered together for the kavod of this Hilula. And we are batuach, we are certain, without any doubt, Chas V'Shalom, that Rabbi Natan Zal is present with us tonight. His zechut should protect us, should assist us, that we should be zoche to come closer to the light of Rabbi Natan Zal, the tzaddik emet. It is customary on the night of the Hilula of Rabbi Natan Zal to read the letter telling a story of Rabbi Natan Zal's istalkut, his passing away. This letter was written by the students in the city of Breslov, written to the students in the city of Chigri. And in this letter, we find the most important lesson of all, the tzeva'ah, the last will and advice given by Rabbi Natan Zal before his histalkut. Zechuto yagil alenu ve'al kol Yisrael ode. Letter written by students of Rabbi Natan Zal, the city of Breslov, to the students of the city of Chigri, reads as follows. Hashem, who said to his world that he created, die. Hashem said, die enough. One of the names of Hashem is Shah Kai. We pronounce the word Kai, it's actually die. That word Shin Dalad Yud means the Almighty. But the Gemara says, why is Hashem called that name? Because that word in Hebrew means She, die. She means that, die enough. When Hashem created the world, he created the world from the central stone, the Evesh Tia, the Beit HaMikdash, and then this spread. This could have spread infinitely, forever. But it reached a certain point, and Hashem said, die enough. This was up to point where the limit of the size of the world came to light. So with this word, die enough, this completed the creation of the world. He, Hashem, who said to his world, enough, should say to our sorrows, enough. Hashem should console us. Woe is to us for our tragedy and our loss, because we remained as a mast on top of a mountain and as a flag on top of a hill, meaning all alone, orphans. Because there was taken from us, due to our sins, our beauty, the crown of our head, the treasure of our soul, our holy rabbi, Rabbi Natan Zatzal. Zatzal is Zecher Tzadik Levracha, mention of a tzadik in blessing. On the sixth day of the week, that's Erev Shabbat Kodesh, or Friday, the 10th day of Tevet, Asara B'Tevet, 1 hour before Shabbat began. That was the moment of his talkut. His weakness, his illness, began Saturday night, the week before. On that Shabbat, in the afternoon, as he entered into Shalosh Sudot, the third meal on Shabbat, to say words of Torah, because that's when all rabbis say the most important words of Torah, these words prefaced his words of Torah, his derashah. This is what he said. Although it is a shame to say it, because every lecturer says this, still it must be said. You should know that there will come a time when you will be a mit, a corpse, and you will have to lie with your feet towards the door. They said this with great fear, great awe, meaning that a person should always remember that this life is not everlasting. Think of the tachlit, the end and the goal. And then he spoke Torah on the 61st chapter of Likutei Maharan, in reference to the advice and the faith in tzaddikim, in reference to the mitzvah of printing sefarim, the holy sefarim written by tzaddikim, in reference to the fact that when the neshama rises up, meaning when a person passes away, his neshama goes up, the main perfection of this neshama is that it should remain below at the same time. This means if a person leaves below him students to carry on his teachings or children to carry on in the ways of Torah, that means that his neshama continues to exist in both worlds. Then Abinatan Zal was in a very great simcha, and the night before that, he had said Torah also about the menorah. He danced, and after he left the table, he spoke about the service of Yom Kippur in the Holy Temple. And from Abinatan Zal's mouth, there came flaming fire, fiery words. When he said the service in the Holy Temple by the Kohen Gadol, who entered into the innermost room, the Holy of Holies. He stood there and think before whom he entered, front of whom he stood in this Holy of Holies. This only the Kohen Gadol was able to do on Yom Kippur. And yet, the Talmid Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol, because the Gemara says, Yikarahi Mipirinim, the Torah is more precious than diamonds, pearls. The word for pearls is peninim. The Gemara says peninim is short for lefnei, inside and inside the inside. That means the innermost room in the Beit HaMikdash, where the Shekhinah is. Prior to this, Abinatan Zal told a dream that he had, which hinted at his histalkut. On that Shabbat, he entered into Shalosh Sudot, and he said Torah. And at the end of the Torah that he spoke, he explained the Mishnah in Pirkei Abot. Mishnah says, "Asei lachalav ukene lacha chaver." Acquire for yourself a rabbi, and buy for yourself a friend. Very important to have a good friend. And Abinatan Zal said, "This is the explanation." Asei lachalav. Work hard to find a rabbi. Work hard to seek out the tzaddik emet, and come close to him. If you cannot, get to the tzaddik emet for some reason, kene lacha chaver. Translation, kene means not only buy, kene means a reed. That means the quill, the pen. Chaver, chibur, means to attach yourself. Attach yourself to the pen, meaning attach yourself to the written word of the tzaddik emet. If this is a time when it is after the istalkut of the tzaddik emet, he's not presently alive, attach yourself to his writings. That night, this is speaking about the Saturday night before the Stalkut, the week before, he said Havdalah, and he cried very much during Havdalah. Middle of the night became very weak. The next entire day, his weakness increased, became more intensified. On the second day, that is on Monday, one of his students, Rabbi Ze'ev, came to him, and Abinatan Zal spoke to him about Rosh Hashanah of Rabbeinu Zal. They warned him very much to see to it that he traveled to Uman, to the Tzion of Rabbeinu Zal on Rosh Hashanah. Later, on the evening of the fifth day, that means on Wednesday night, after Arbit, a number of students stood before Abinatan Zal, and also this Rabbi Ze'ev, whom he had spoken to before. He stood also, but he stood on his side. One of the other students, Rabbi David, stood in front of Rabbi Ze'ev, and Rabbi Abinatan Zal said to Rabbi David, "Move aside so that you do not block Rabbi Ze'ev. Let him look at me." Rabbi Zal said, also once said to one of his students, "Look at me very carefully. It'll be a very big favor for you in the future." Then Abinatan Zal said, "We will have to get together." Rabbi Ze'ev asked him, "Where?" Abinatan Zal answered, "In Olam Haba." Then Abinatan Zal told the story of a sefer Abinatan Zal wrote that is called a sefer Hanisraf, a sefer that was burned in fire. Aside from the Likutei Maran, Abinatan Zal wrote a sefer Hanisraf, on which there remains no trace. It was burnt. Abinatan Zal deliberately had it burnt, because at that time there was a question of either the sefer being burnt or the Abinatan Zal was forced to pass away. Abinatan Zal said that the sefer should be burnt. It was that holy. Abinatanzar told that he had written this sefer 3.5 hours. And when he walked out after writing it, he felt just as the students of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai when they walked out of the Idra, that special room where Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told them the secrets of the Zohar HaKadosh. Then he said to the students, "It is a big mitzvah from heaven that I told you this story." At night, after Chatzot, after midnight, 3 hours before daybreak, he took a pen in hand and he started to write Torah Chidushim on the first Mishnah, the Yemei Avoyed Katan. Then another student came to him. Rabbi Natanzal said to him very loudly, "Even if a person would be the worst Dalaveda, the worst sinner in existence, as long as he holds strongly with Emunah in the Rabbeinu Zal, that it is definite, absolute, that he will do Teshuvah and that he will be perfected." On Wednesday, many of the students stood before Rabbi Natanzal. Rabbi Natanzal said to them, "Your main concern, your main work to concern yourself with as a mitzvah is to print Rabbeinu Zal Sefarim and to spread them outside to others." He spoke about the special harp, which has 72 strings, where the highest place of Gan Eden, this harp is played. 72 strings represents the 72 names of Hashem, the highest name of Hashem. And 72, of course, is Begimetria Chesed, kindness, is the highest kindness in heaven. On Wednesday night, that is Thursday morning, 2 hours before daybreak, two students came to Rabbi Natanzal. These are, of course, listing his last words, the last few days of his lifetime. He spoke very little. These are his last words. Rabbi Natanzal said to them, "The Malach Duma, Duma is the name of the angel that is appointed over Gehinom, also appointed over the souls that are brought to heaven. The angel Malach Duma comes to a person who has passed away. He strikes his stomach. The stomach splits open, and everything in it falls forward on the person's face." So Rabbi Natanzal said, "Oy, woe is to that person, especially if there are found in his stomach medicines of any kind. This is like a flaming torch to him. But Rabbi Natanzal will surely perfect everything from off his face, meaning any kind of harm that may be fallen because of this, the Benazar will perfect, will correct and perfect this included." That morning he became very weak, still weaker at the time of Tzvila, and the Tzadikit, Odel, daughter of the Benazar, came, and she said to him, "Why are you silent?" That is, she said to the students, "Why are you silent? We have to intensify our prayer, crying to Hashem for a nefuah for Rabbi Natanzal." Rabbi Natanzal did not agree. He said, "I have very many enemies, big enemies, spiritually. In other words, the Satan, all his, the hordes of angels of Satan are out to attack the greatest Sadiq in the world." Rabbi Natanzal taught us, his students, right, how to pray for him. They should say during the Hitbordetut, the private Slah, that a zechut should be found for Rabbi Natanzal. The zechut that he wrote all the words of Rabbi Natanzal, he arranged them, he beautified them, put them into a perfect order. He said, "What we have of Rabbi Natanzal today are all due to Rabbi Natanzal." Rabbi Natanzal himself said to his students, "No, that the credit for my sefarim belonged to Rabbi Natanzal. If not for Rabbi Natanzal, you wouldn't have a single page left." This prayer he told them to say on his behalf. And to add that now too, Rabbi Natanzal still wants to print, and that the lives of his students are dependent upon him. Another student came to Rabbi Natanzal, without mentioning their names, of course, support, but you may not recognize it. His name was Ritzvi Tepler, came to Rabbi Natanzal. He asked him if he had received money, collecting money for, he was supposed to collect for certain tzedakah, and he said, "Give me the money. I will watch this money for you until Olam Haba." And he mentioned the Yemida, the Batra, where he said, "My forefathers compiled treasures of money below. I have compile treasures above in heaven. My treasures are in heaven. He told him to say a lot of Tehillim, no matter how he says it. More Kavana, less Kavana, the thing is to say a lot of Tehillim. Now the final morning, Erev Shabbat, Friday morning, before daybreak, the students read two stories of Rabbeinu Zal's Sipuri Masiyot, first and second story, and then Rabbeinu Tenzel asked them to bring some warm water to make a bath for him. And before they brought this water, he spoke a lot in the form of a last will, testament. And he said to them, you must keep yourselves together, united with Ahava, with deep affection one for the other. You are all Anashim Kishenim. You're all kosher. That means you're all tzaddikim. But you are shlomazalnikis. That means you're shlubs. You don't know how to handle things yourselves. You need a leader to guide you. And then suddenly, Rabbeinu Tenzel said, three tragedies occurred in the month of Tevet. What were these tragedies? All the students were there. They couldn't give them the answer. Rabbeinu Tenzel himself said, in this month of Tevet, on the ninth day of Tevet, the Ezra HaSofer, he is the one, the Navi, who built the second Beit HaMikdash, who brought the Jews out of Galut, the Galut of the first Beit HaMikdash, he was Nistalek on the ninth day of Tevet. On the eighth day of Tevet, the Torah, for the first time, was written in Greek. Greek is the language of the philosophers, of the Koflim, the Apikurusim, the atheists. The tenth day of Tevet, Asara B'Tevet, the city of Yerushalayim, was broken into. The wall was broken, that started the destruction. I mean, Atenzel said, no, if Ezra the Sofer leaves, he's the Stalek. That means the Sadiq Emet is the Stalek. And so much tarif, the Pasu writing, increases. Torah becomes written in Greek, it means that the Kursut, philosophy, increases just as there is today. Tenzel said, thousands, tens of thousands of this Tamir type of writings. Imagine what a tragedy this is. But I hope, he said, meaning I have faith, that one page of Rabbeinu Zal Sefer will be a tikkun for everything. So therefore, I say to you, I warn you, as a last will, that your main work should be, your main mitzvah you should concentrate on, is to print the Sefarim that the Pasuk Yafutsu Mayenotecha Chutza should become fulfilled. May your wells of wisdom be spread outward, far and wide. Wisdom of Rabbeinu Zal Sefarim. You should be strong in money, that means of contributions, in will, and in willingness to work for this. Now, we'll pause for a second to get one thing clarified. Rabbeinu Tenzel asked his students, we're speaking about students who are very great tzaddikim, very great geonim, very learned. He asked them suddenly, what three tragedies happened in the month of Tevet? And it says they did not remember. You ask any child, at least he'll tell you one. Asara B'Tevet, the fast day of Tevet, when Yerushalayim was broken into it. Others will know, two. He's speaking about lomdim, geonim. How come they did not remember? And the three possible answers for this. First answer is that when a person is stricken with a deep sadness, he is so despondent that his mind cannot concentrate at a time like that. They were asked this question, their minds were too absorbed with this tragedy they were confronted with, the momentary passing of Rabbeinu Tenzel, that they could not think even of something as obvious as that. Secondly, it could be that they knew the answers, most probably, but they did not want to state the answer in front of their rabbi, because, first, it's not respectful. Secondly, as we find in the Zohar HaKadosh, many times when a rabbi asked a question, the second would say, if you ask this question, you probably have some kind of a chidush to tell us about it. So you give us the answer, tell us what chidush you have. Therefore, they said they didn't recall, or they didn't answer to it, to wait for Rabbeinu Tenzel's answer himself. Third, it is not that easy to answer this question, because it is written, two items are known, far and wide. Tenth day of Tevet, we know that this was the fast day of Asara B'Tevet. The city was broken into. The eighth day of Tevet, the Gemara tells us that this is when the Torah was translated to Greek. That was a very big tragedy. He goes into the more detailed explanation of this tragedy. But the ninth day, what happened on the ninth day, this is a thing that was unknown. In fact, we find the Bet Yosef in Shulchan Aruch says clearly, the ninth day of Tevet is a sad day, tragedy happened, but it is not known what happened on that day. These are the words of the Bet Yosef. It is unknown exactly what happened on that day. It's only later we find among the Ashkenaz poskim reveal that this was the day of the passing of Ezra HaSofet. Therefore, when we say that they did not remember, they couldn't come out with the answer, it meant they couldn't tell the answer to all three of them. Possibly that they had learned through Shulchan Aruch, through the Rishonim, first rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch, up to the Bet Yosef, where it says that it is unknown what happened then. But then the Tanzel revealed to them the answer to the third as well as the other two. The point of this, though, is in the Tanzel said the interpretation, the connection between these three is that the Torah was translated to Greek, which means this philosophy became so rapid, so widespread, and it's so far that it has caused the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, has caused the breaking into of Yerushalayim, rather. Rabbeinu says Yerushalayim is always the heart. Yerushalayim means complete fear, perfect fear of Hashem, and fear is in the heart. This has destroyed to an extent that fear of Hashem. Philosophy is the greatest destroyer of fear of Hashem. And the tzaddikim meant is this talek. What is the cure in a case like that? What is the solution? It attends out instantly one single solution. The Sefarim of the Tzaddik Emet are so powerful that they can extinguish the fire of this Apikursut. They can destroy the power of this poison of philosophy. These pages, the words of the Tzaddik Emet, can rebuild the city of Yerushalayim, meaning rebuild, rekindle the fear of Hashem in a person's heart. Rabbi Netanzel said, there are so many, this is continuing the letter again, so many harsh and bitter types of punishment that are meted out from heaven. And despite this, can you imagine that there are some people who still have a desire to oppose, to argue against such a Rebbe, such a tzaddik emet? Oy, woe is to such people. That morning, on a Friday morning, Rina Tanzel put on tzitzit with tefillin, and he sullied with all his strength, mustered up the last of his strength to pray. He said tzlichot, who was a sedem tevet, and at the time when they read the Torah, he cried. Afterwards, he learned, and he made a siyun, completed the large Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's not the kitzur, as we have with the large Shulchan Aruch, with all the Mefarish, all the commentaries. And the student said to him, why don't you learn the small Shulchan Aruch? Because you don't have strength. I mean, the Tanzel answered, don't be so loyal to me. Don't help me out. I know what's better for myself. Then he said to Hillel, then he said to one student, Menachem ben Ozer, give me kol tov, that which is all that is good. He did not know what he meant by that, what he wanted. The Tanzel explained, give me the Tanakh, the Torah, the Book of Prophets. This is all that is good. Then the Tanzel said that if two people would come before him with a fiddle, play, dance before him, it would surely give him new life and new strength. Then he said that he would not drink anything else after this, not even tea. 2 hours later, he told his son, Rabbi Yitzchak Zal, go to the house and bring me the challah of Shabbat. But it must be one that was baked special for Shabbat. He told him to set the table on a chair because he couldn't reach up to the table. In other words, set a chair like a table, put a cover over it. I mean, the Tanzel himself sat down on a chest of candles that was a little lower. Then he ate a kazayat, small piece, this with forcing himself, a little bit of soup, a little drop of dessert. Then he said, Bikat HaMazon, you're allowed to say on a bed, that is a chair that's very low. In Bikat HaMazon, Rabbi Netanzel came out with these words that we do not find in a Sidur. Harachaman, Hashem Yamshich Lana Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. Hashem should draw to us the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Then he said, I did not have any intentions of eating anything, but I suddenly had a change of mind. Then he sent for candles. And the Tezel said, the candles of Shabbat, the candles of Yom Tov, the candles of Chanukah are all one and the same topic. There is a direct connection. I have mountains and mountains of halachot, marvels, wonders, but I don't have strength to say this. Then he said to Menachman Tulchin, who was his closest student, this pasuk, "Ruchu el Yosef, v'shiyama lachem ta'asu." As the king of Egypt said to all present, then, go to Yosef, whatever he says you should do. That means go to the tzaddik, whatever he says, that's what you must follow. The main thing is, hipkashrut to tzaddikim, to bind yourself to tzaddikim, because when a person is bound to tzaddikim, no matter how low he goes, he can descend the lowest pit, endless depth, as long as he is bound, there's a rope around his waist, he can be pulled up by the powerful tzaddik. Then he instructed all his students to go for the mikveh. They all went. They returned for the mikveh. The sickness became much stronger. And the tzaddikit, Adel, the daughter of Rabbeinu Zal, came and asked him, what's wrong? Did it get worse? And he answered, it's with a lot of chesed, a lot of kindness of Hashem. Afterwards, he did not speak anymore. But we heard, the students, right, we heard him say in the Kriyat Shema Aramita, pray before sleeping, he said, Yivarechecha, Yivarecha Ma'apil, Yivarecha Chanuna Rebel Esloach, Kadesh HaShabbat, Baruch Atah BaKodesh, and Echad. This lasted about an hour and a half. His talkut, his actual passing away, was Mamash, actually been a Shikah. The Shikah is called the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the kiss of Hashem. How was his neshama taken through Kaviyachol? We use that term. Kiss of Hashem drew his neshama out. This was the passing of Rabbi Natanzo. Immediately after they had lit the candles of Shabbat, he was brought to burial, Motzei Shabbat, Saturday night, with a tremendous kavod, even from the band of Mitnagdim, who had harassed him for so many years. They realized now what a great tzaddik he was, but they came to the funeral crying, begging for forgiveness. There is no use in speaking longer, prolonging this letter, because there are too many things. There is not enough paper on earth to provide the necessary words that we could write about this topic. What we say to you, as is said by the students in Breslov to the ones in Chigrin, but it is sent as a message to all students of the present and future, all our friends, our brothers, strengthen yourselves to support the family of Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Natanzel, and also to make cheap gold. Consider gold cheap. If something is cheap, you let go of it freely. Make the money of your pocket be considered cheap. When it comes to the Vindus Mitzvah, I'll printing the Holy Sephardim. Because about this mitzvah, Rabbi Natanzel instructed and warned the most of all. Hashem should console us, should bring happiness to our broken hearts. As you know, that his will, his desire was that we should be happy with Hashem, and with his holy Torah. So, to hear are the words of all these students at Breslov, the year 5605, which is exactly 126 years ago. 126 is the name of Hashem, Aleph Dalet Ador Beribua squared. It is Aleph Dalet Unor Bel Yud. Now notice, Rabbi Natanzel said, his last words were, above all, see to it that you print the Sefarim of Rabbeinu Zal, which means Rabbi Natanzel's Sefarim, because his Sefarim are based on or are the words of Rabbeinu Zal. There is no greater mitzvah. Rabbi Natanzel writes in the Kutei Halachot, Yipasut tzidkecha tzedek le'olam v'toratcha emet. The tzedekah, that is an eternal tzedekah, is toratcha emet. To print the Torah of the tzedek emet. To print it and to spread it above all to others. Well, there are many Sefarim. Sefarim written by Rabbein Azal, by Rabbein Atanzal as a commentary. But one item stands out above all. You know what Rabbein Azal said? More than anything else, he stressed tefillah, prayer. And Rabbein Azal said that no tzaddik, since the world exists, became a tzaddik without the power, without the intense feeling, kevanah, in prayer. Above all, the tefillah of itbodedut, sullying privately to Hashem, speaking to Hashem as you would to a close friend. Any problem you have, speak out to Hashem. You feel yourself weak in a certain mitzvah, you feel yourself succumbing to the temptations of the Satan, tell these problems to Hashem. Ask Hashem for help during your itbodedut. Well, there are many people who don't know what to ask for. They don't know which mitzvot are important, or they don't know the key, the advice of how to go about certain mitzvot. Where do we find this advice? This is found in the words of Torah of Yitzadikim. The Ben Azal Sefer is filled with spiritual advice. Now, when a person is to say words of Tefillah Hitbonadut, the greatest, most beneficial words of Tefillah are a prayer to Hashem, that these words of Torah that I have just learned help me that I shall be able to fulfill them. I shall be able to achieve them. I shall be able to rise to this height. Ben Azal stated explicitly, clearly stated, that we know the Gemara says, Hashem desires the tefillah of tzaddikim. There are many times that Hashem made tzaddikim suffer because he desired to hear the voices of tefillah. The Gemara says, why were the mothers of the Jews, Akarot, sterile, they didn't give birth? Sarah, Imenu, didn't give birth for so many years. Rivka was married to Yitzchak 20 years before she gave birth. Rachel, the wife of Yaakov. All this, Chana, because Hashem wanted to hear the Tefillah of Tzadikim. So Hashem desires the Tefillah of Tzadikim. We say, Ki Ata Shomer Tefillat Kol Peh, Hashem desires the Tefillah of every person. A Jew comes to Hashem in Tefillah, this brings a nachat, a pleasure to Hashem. Remember that word, nachat, pleasure. Ben Azal stated explicitly that since the 6 days of creation, all the good deeds, all the mitzvot that have been done, and the Beit HaMikdash, all the sacrifices brought there have never been such sha'ashuim, such a kaviyachol, a thrilling pleasure to Hashem as the pleasure of tefillot that come from Torah. It's called asot mitorot tefillot, to make from the Torah you learn, to make that into tefillot, the prayers. There is no bigger pleasure ever yet in heaven than these tefillot, these prayers. This was the accomplishment of Rabbi Natan Zal. Ben Azal's major sefer is the Likutei Maharan. It's his main sefer in which he reveals Torah that is so deep that it's all-encompassing. Many chapters of this sefer, two chalakim, two parts to it. This, each person knows that it's so important to make from this Torah tefillah. Person would like to learn this, and then to say a prayer. But not every person can compose or think of the proper words of tefillah. Rabbi Natan Zal composed a sefer called Likutei Tefillot, based on Likutei Maharan, chapter for chapter. Each chapter of Likutei Maharan, Rabbi Natan Zal thought certain mitzvot, certain advice how to go about to achieve these mitzvot. And that Rabbi Natan Zal composed a special prayer to Hashem, words of tefillah, where each person, no matter how low he may be, say this tefillah to Hashem, bring this unusual degree of simcha and nachat to Hashem, and accomplish for himself a combination of itbodedut and making from Torah tefillah. This sefer is called Likutei Tefillot. Until recently, a few months ago, the sefer was never available with vowels. It was only possible for those who could read Hebrew fluently. They could read without vowels. After a lot of effort was put aside by one of the leading rabbis in Yerushalayim, together with financial assistance from here, after many years of effort and work put in, a lot of self-sacrifice, financial sacrifice, this came to light. Sefer Likutei Tefillot with vowels, where every single person can now say these tefillot. It is a zechut that is so great that certainly, beyond a shadow of doubt, would Rabbi Natan Zal said, above all, spread the Sefarim Kedoshim, the Tzadik Emet. This Sefer certainly covers all. Because of these prayers, you have the words of the Torah, Rabbi Nazal. You have it then in a form of a prayer to Hashem. So what can be greater than helping to print this Sefer and to spread this Sefer? Therefore, we'd like to dedicate tonight the Hilula of Rabbi Natan Zal as a time in which we will answer the call of Rabbi Natan Zal in his last words and the call of his students in this last letter, where they said, bend every effort, every possible expense, all your powers to help to spread these Sefarim. We will zoche to help printing these Sefarim. We now need the spread of the Sefarim. Therefore, words of Rabbi Natan Zal, students, we call upon everyone to participate in taking these Sefarim yourselves, but above all, more so, to spread this to others. We have a certain number of these Sefarim. It is a zechut where Rabbi Natan Zal said this treasure is deposited in heaven. When the time comes, the person is asked by Rabbi Nazal, Rabbi Natan Zal, for the heavenly court, know the truth. Ask, did you take the words of Rabbi Natan Zal and did you act upon them? Meaning that you work for the sake of this mitzvah. Rabbi Natan Zal said, Yefutza bein atecha chutza, spread this well of holy wisdom outside. Did you do your part in this? This is your opportunity at a holy moment like this, the night of Esrei B'Tevet, the night of the Hilula Rabbi Natan Zal, the night when his neshama has an aliyah. And Rabbi Nazal says that when his neshama b'tzadik has an aliyah, all his students automatically rise too with him. They receive actually double portion. This is our chance now to rise with Rabbi Natan Zal, taking this sefer, the Kutei Tefillah, which is a combination of Torah and Tefillah, a combination of Rabbi Natan Zal together with Rabbi Nazal's Torah, and to be zoche that through the kiyu, the fulfillment of this mitzvah, Yifutza Mayin Atah HaChutza, through this tefillah and Torah, making Torah tefillah, bringing this nachat to Hashem that is so great, we in turn will receive the nachat of seeing the coming of Mashiach, having Hashem return the Shekhinah to Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, and the realization of the Pasuk Vaya Hashem LaMelech HaKol Haaretz, together with the Tzadikim Amitim, together with the Tzadik Emet, Sutam Yagel Aleinu Amen V'Yamen.